You might lose your internet connection on Monday, and it may not be Comcast's fault or Verizon's fault. It may actually be the fault of a computer virus called the DNS changer. The virus itself is almost 5 years old, but it still infects many computers in this country, millions of them around the world. And if you have that virus, you probably won't be able to log on after the weekend. Here to explain, Jeff Jarvis, journalism professor at City University of New York and author of the book Public Parts. Jeff, what does the DNS changer do?
Well, let's be clear that this is more like the happy ending to a story. The DNS changer was put up by some miscreants who wanted to redirect your computer to their addresses. DNS is the domain name server. That means when you type in a name, it translates it into the server address, the number for the server you're going to. Well, these guys had you go to the wrong servers so you could see their ads and they could make money. The FBI shut them down, arrested them, shut down their servers, but realized that if people have had this malware, would suddenly not be able to go anywhere on the internet. So they redirected everybody to a good server that said, you got a problem here. And a lot of people, most of the people who've had this malware have gotten it cleaned up on their server. Monday, the FBI is taking down that good server. And some number of people, about an estimated 70,000 in the U.S., will find that they can't go anywhere and they need to call their service provider to get this fixed. Or in the meantime, they can go to the site right now this weekend and find out. I'm sure you can put up the link on your site where they can find out whether they have this problem.
But does it affect anything else on the computer?
Apparently not. It just sends you to the wrong address so that you could see ads, so that you would be counted as clicks and you could get the money. You know, this is the truth of an open network like the internet, an open society too, is there's going to be bad players out there and we need to stay no more than one step behind them. But in this case, the FBI has a document up online that explains all this. And as I say, it's a happy ending to the story. Google and Facebook have been warning people when they've seen that this is the case on their machine. They've been warning them to go get this fixed. There have been a lot of warnings to people. Some of these machines may not even be used, but if you go on Monday and you can't get on, just call your service provider. It doesn't mean the end of the world.
Well, but I mean, if these bad actors, as you say, were able to do this secretly and people to this day don't even know, how often do we have to scan our computers to make sure that something like this isn't still going on? Do we really know that our internet connection is safe?
Well, there's no reason to get into a panic and swivet about this. I think that what we see here is that the system worked, that it wasn't so much in secret. What they did was in secret, yes, but it was discovered. It was stopped. Technological means were done to fix this. The people who haven't fixed this haven't been paying attention, and they've been getting warnings, and nothing ill is going to happen. Yeah, you should, especially if you have a Windows machine, you should have virus protection on your machine. One of the clever things about this, according to Wired magazine, was that it prevented you even from installing virus software. But if you go to the Wired story, as I can talk with your producers afterwards, there's a link where you can go on your machine and see that if the background on this picture is green, you're okay. If it's red, it's not, and how to get it fixed.
Jeff Jarvis, professor of journalism at City University of New York and author of the book Public Parts. Thanks for calming me down there, Jeff.
Thank you.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.